And I'm Steve Inskeep with the story of a man out of work. He's a coal miner in Kentucky. His industry is fading, even as the wider economy grows. The miner met us on his very first day off the job.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good.
Joe Moore? Hey, Mr. Moore.
Joe Moore wore a beard and a Tennessee Titans cap. He opened his car door, brushed aside the empty cigarette packs on the seats, and drove us through Webster County in western Kentucky. Nationwide, production dropped as much as 10% last year. Companies are filing for bankruptcy, including a big one just yesterday. We saw a sign of the trouble when Joe Moore drove us to his former workplace.
Authorized personnel.
Well, that's you. You're authorized.
Well, I used to be authorized.
The previous day, he'd signed papers confirming his termination as the mine shut down.
I don't work here anymore.
Coal faces unprecedented competition, as well as President Obama's long-term moves against climate change. Joe Moore lost a job that, with overtime, paid him $100,000 per year or more. And as we drove, he recalled a moment during his decades of scuttling through tunnels that were often too low to stand up straight.
I had a chest cold. I was a young man then, and I went to the doctor, and they had you take your shirt off, and my back was just all ripped up, great big scratches in it.
From the ceiling?
Right. And he said, "Who's been beating you?" And I said, "That's just from work." And he said, "You need to find a different occupation." Said, "You are damaging your body." I said, "Well, great. You want to adopt me? Because I don't know of anything else I can do."
He stayed in the mines 39 years. We were driving away from the mine as we talked, and Moore accidentally made a left turn.
Oh, this is my way home. That's why I turned here.
The force of habit was too strong to break. Webster County, Kentucky does not want to break its coal habit. Though one mine closed here, another has been producing coal since 1967. We reached it by taking a steel elevator straight down.
We're 530 feet right here.
We rode down with Gary Threet, the mine supervisor.
Yeah, I still get excited every day.
The underground tunnels spread out like a street grid. You turn left, you turn right. And at the end of one street, a machine faced a black rock wall.
See those teeth?
Uh-huh.
It's gonna knock the coal down, load it in the conveyor, and it'll come back the conveyor into the shuttle car.
In the dim light, we saw the dark glitter of coal.
How much coal just came off that conveyor belt?
About 16, 17 tons.
Took like 30 seconds.
Right. 38
seconds to be exact. Okay.
It's a profitable business, even in this time of decline. Our producer, Ashley Westerman, grew up in Webster County, and in the tunnels, she saw a familiar face.
It's Ryan Hammers. He's our section foreman.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, Ryan.
Ryan?
Ashley Westerman. We went to elementary school together.
Elementary school?
Yeah.
It's a reunion!
Ashley went on to college. Ryan ended up in this mine. Depending on his overtime, Ryan is likely the one who is paid more. It's attractive for those who don't mind the conditions. And many miners are used to it because their ancestors mined before them. We had dinner at the home of a coal mining family, and we talked while our host, Zian Bumpus, or Z, prepared dinner.
Didn't break a thing.
You need help back there, because...
I'm breaking things fine.
I'm breaking things fine, she said. She made us a dessert called chess bars, eggs, butter, cream cheese, and so much sugar it hurts your head. Z's parents sat in the living room. They're Dan and Mary Harris. Until he retired, Dan was a coal miner, like his father before that.
So how long were you underground? How many hours?
A lot of times, 16, 17 hours.
I'd done work. I guess I went in about 1:30.
And stayed till maybe 8 the next morning.
No, about 9:30 when they run me out.
Then he'd be up and be ready to go back at noon.
He could hardly stand to leave work, even though he sometimes saw miners maimed or killed. Dan Harris's daughter, Z, was married to a miner. Z's son only briefly considered a different way of life.
He went to college and he stayed 2 days.
After which he came home.
And then not long after that, he went to the mines.
Continuing a pattern as old as the United States. Webster County, Kentucky residents know fossil fuels are linked to climate change. Many do not deny the science. I know we're not helping, one miner said, but people do minimize coal's role and play up the industry's importance. We saw a bumper sticker reading, "If you don't like coal, don't use electricity. It's been a winning argument until now.
For the first time in my career, I've actually questioned if I'll be able to retire from coal in 20 years from now.
Heath Lovell of Alliance Coal met us at Webster County's last mine.
Depending on what happens in November with the presidential election, I think that will go a long way in determining what does coal's future look like over the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Alliance Coal blames President Obama for much of its trouble. Regulators crack down on safety, and the president's clean power plan targets electricity generated with coal. In an interview with us, the president said he understands why some people think he's waging a war on coal, but he argued the industry's real problem is competition. Surging natural gas production drove down energy prices, and that is indeed part of Webster County's story. Nearby power plants are switching from coal to gas.
Hi, how are you? What do we need? Cheesesteak.
Which explains why laid-off miner Joe Moore had time to join us for lunch at a burger joint.
Cheeseburger plain.
I'll take it.
Moore is philosophical about the president, who got Moore's vote in the first of his two campaigns.
You know, I could sit here and say, oh, he's rah, 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 but, you know, he's done what he set out to do. I'm just caught up in it.
Caught up in epic economic change. Moore is following this year's campaign. He's interested in Democrat Bernie Sanders and in Republican Ted Cruz. Each has been cultivating blue-collar voters. Before voting, of course, Joe Moore has to work out his future.
Do you have plans, or are you going to figure it out as you go?
Well, after 39 years steady going, I think I'm going to take a minute, you know, and figure some things out.
He does have options. His termination came with an offer of assistance if he should return to school. Then again, he might try for a job in a mine that is still open. It is not easy to let go of coal.
That is a river of coal.
Yes, it is.